USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service in Florida wants to remind farmers the 2014 Farm Bill requires producers to file a highly erodible land conservation and wetland conservation certification form, AD-1026, with their local USDA service center in order to become or remain eligible for crop insurance premium support. Florida NRCS state conservationist Russell Morgan says this needs to be done by a certain date.
This needs to be done on or before June 1st to be eligible for premium subsidy for the following reinsurance year, which begins July 1st.
Now, most farmers already have a certification form on file since it's required for participation in most USDA programs such as marketing assistant loans, farm storage facility loans, and disaster assistance. But Morgan wants specialty crop growers who receive federal crop insurance premium support but may not participate in other USDA programs to know you must now also file a certification form to maintain your crop insurance premium support.
And we're going to be having meetings throughout the state working with the farm service agencies to make sure that the word gets out that on or before June 1st, the producers have to have this form, AD-1026, file with the farm service agency.
To learn more, just contact your local USDA service center. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.